This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
All right, now it's time to go into the Pimp Cut with Lucius for a Monday edition of LA Live.
Yeah, let's get into it right into the great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
Fire up this phone.
It'll make you dance some of everything.
Make you focused.
Haggis.
Everybody get high.
Phoenix Sun, Capri Sun, Mohegan Sun, the Sun about to set. Illegal Divide. CP3, C3PO, it doesn't matter. Star Wars and Luke Skywalker.
That's who he is.
Illegal Divide. It doesn't matter. Chris Paul, Cliff Paul, Jake Paul, Logan Paul. Illegal Divide.
You can have Harden, you can have a Pardon, you can get a Garden. Illegal Divide. Serge Ibaka, Chewbacca, Waka Flocka. Illegal Divide. White side, back side, sunny side.
Lakers in five.
Lakers in five. It's a great bed.
Yeah, it really is, dog. And did you hear Wendy try to do it?
No.
Hold on, bro.
No way.
Hold on.
That must have been great.
Wendy hit him back. Oh, here we go.
I'm waiting to hear Steph Curry, Chicken Curry, Tyson Fury, Lakers in three. That's what I'm waiting for.
That's I thought that was
Wendy. Draymond Green, Shecky Green, Mo Green, Al Green, Lakers in two.
He said Al Green.
Al Green. Lakers in two.
Hey, this is LA Live for Monday, April 14th, 2025. It is a Monday-Friday edition of LA Live. Welcome, people. Welcome, Tolos. Welcome, first-time listeners. Welcome, last-time listeners. It was nice knowing you. Nice knowing you, man.
Yeah.
And shout-out to the now-disband Dallas hip-hop group PPT for naming today Monday, Friday. Yeah. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. All right, y'all seen the LeBron James Barbie? Y'all seen that?
Yes.
I know y'all seen that at some point, right?
Yeah.
LeBron Barbie.
LeCan,
I believe.
It's called LeCan?
I've seen that floating around. I don't know if it actually
What'd you call it?
Okay.
LeCan.
It's a
Ken doll.
I like that.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm not mad at that. I'm not mad. Would you buy a LeBron James Barbie?
I guarantee you. I
mean, does it come with a book?
I have a friend I have a friend that I think would probably buy this because he loves LeBron so much.
And put it in his sports room. Like, this is more about memorabilia. I'm going to got the LeBron James Barbie.
Like a bobblehead.
That's crazy.
Yeah. In
that's
the most wild. Important room on a mantle somewhere.
Yeah. Respectfully. If you want to do that, that's your thing. There was a guy that pulled up in Cali that wanted to pick up the LeBron James Barbie. He was dressed in Laker gear from head to toe. LeBron James, of course. Like that dude that's being that Michael Jordan gear out there in the court. He looked kind of like that. He had the LeBron James shoes on, too. And this fool had a whole choir with him. Made a spectacle of picking up this Barbie. He had to pay for this. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
So.
LeBron James, I'm talking about the man on the Lakers.
Yes.
That's fire, though.
Man on the Lakers.
They hit that really respectfully.
That's good.
Yeah, you've been seeing all like the LeBron James songs and stuff, right? That's going viral for the past maybe a month. Y'all been seeing some of those?
I saw a Bronny one that was like an iCarly kind of like remix deal, but otherwise, I think this is a blind spot for me.
There's been so many LeBron James songs.
So is there
a lot of them?
Is this a trend? Like, is there a reason for
it? It's a trend. It's a, you know, viral thing to do. Make a LeBron James song. Get some ChatGPT to help you out. Whatever. They're all kind of corny, but this one right here might have me. I might not be mad at y'all on this one right here. They said this was glazing to the max.
Bet LeBron loves it.
Yeah, LeBron probably loves it. The song's called One Bron. reminds me of the game song. One Love. Love, love. You remember heard that song before?
Yeah. I've not heard that, but I do respect the game.
All right, let's see. Hold on. Well, yeah, if you never heard it, you won't get the reference. Let me see if I can find it. Hold on. I'll find this for you.
I'm sorry. I need to be better, Lucius.
I am, yeah.
No, you're good.
Who's the all-time leader of postseasons? The answer's Bron. Bron.
I'm a witness, advocate. The Bible ain't tell us King James was from Akron. All-time leader in points ain't the average. Mavs drop Luka because they terrible management.
Yeah.
And I don't want to talk about nobody's son. Unless it's Gloria, but they call him the chosen one. Stephen A. trolling. We seen that boxing video, that uppercut, bogus Akron hammer over everything.
Okay. All right. But yeah, I think that's probably the best one.
That's good.
This is the original.
Very similar.
Yeah, very similar. Striking.
Like copied.
Striking right there, man.
Like they tried to find a song that nobody would know.
Great.
That's good stuff, bro. All right, yeah. Check out those Bron songs out there if you're into that. Or if you just want to make fun of people that like LeBron too much.
It makes sense, dude. The LeBron sexuals are real. They're rampant.
Oh, big
They're out there.
Yeah.
High volume.
Yeah. I'm not a Bron sexual. I appreciate everything he does. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, I get it. This dude is 40 years old, still at the top of his game.
Crazy. Unbelievable.
But when I go to my mother-in-law's house, I end up becoming a Bron sexual because she has so much hate for Bron.
Oh, yeah.
Now you gotta defend
I end up defending
him.
The guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who does he think he is calling himself a king?
She's Team MJ all the way,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, she be cooking, bro. All right, let's see what else we got right here for you boys. 105.3 The Fan. This is LA Live on a Monday, Friday. Jeff Bezos' Blue Origin launched an all-female crew into space today.
Went up and came down.
Did you guys see that?
It made it back.
Was this Katy Perry's deal?
Yep.
Katy Perry, Lauren Sanchez, that's Bezos' girl?
Yes.
Her face did not change. The facial expression did not change the whole time. She was excited, but you couldn't tell.
A lot of Botox.
Yeah. And Jeff Bezos was giving everybody the good game as they were walking in. Go ahead, good.
Atta girl.
Go get in there. Gail King, she got up in there. She was scared as hell.
Oh, she kissed the ground when she came back.
So did Katie. They were kissing
the
ground.
She was like taking handfuls of sand and like rubbing them on her face.
Nothing would ever beat when Captain Kirk went up there.
Oh, William Shatner.
Back. Yes.
Bill Shatner, yeah.
And they put that microphone in front of his face as soon as he got down. He was like, it's a dark void of death up there.
It's a dark void of death.
It's like, man, we're trying to sell this.
Yeah.
What are you doing? I'm trying to sell this, bro. Did you hear him scream on their way up in that Blue Origin takeoff? You can hear the girls in there screaming for their lives.
Yeah.
Hold on.
2, 1, ignition.
Starting the engines, watching that takeoff happens.
There's
and I don't blame them.
Water, there's the water on the engines. Yeah, here we go.
Lift off.
New
Shepard has cleared the tower.
He's just in there screaming.
I don't blame him at all.
Here they go, having a great time.
How long was this whole excursion?
Like, what, 10 minutes?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Like that?
It's not that's long crazy. At all.
Yeah, you go up there. Up and down. You're floating around.
It would be cool to feel that.
It would be cool. And to see the yes. Earth, you know, whatever. They said Katy Perry was up there singing "What a Wonderful World."
Oh, she's making it about herself.
Made it about herself.
She brought a karaoke machine
made it
and everything.
About herself, bro.
She's filming it.
For the next 2 weeks, anybody that's around Katy Perry will not hear the end of this.
So you know, from space, if you look at here, it looks totally different.
You guys just wouldn't understand.
Have you been there?
Oh,
you haven't?
No, I was in space.
They came back to Earth in a little capsule.
They didn't. They were screaming on the way down.
Bro! They were scared to death.
Like they didn't think the parachutes were going to come out.
They stuck the landing, though, better than those parachute guys.
Yeah. The flight, it lasted 10 minutes and 21 seconds.
Yeah. Wow. Floating around.
That's it, dude.
Gail King was leaning on them. She was just holding on to the side like, oh, my God, just please, just in this. Yeah. She was scared.
Yeah.
She was. Let's do these girls.
Parachutes deploy from the crew capsule. Those are like the guide parachutes. There go the drogue parachutes.
Just free falling right there until those drones come
out. It's like a war.
And then next will be the main parachutes that get pulled out.
Hear that screaming inside the capsule?
They laughing for it, bro. I'm scared to death.
Yeah, that would be. I don't think I'm signing up for something like that.
No, bro. Sound like the slingshot little ride at the fair.
Oh, screw that.
It's like let it go. Six Flags.
Scared to death.
Awesome. Parachutes deploy from the crew capsule. Those are like the guide parachutes. There go the drogue parachutes.
Just free falling right there until those drogues
come
out.
Free falling.
And then next will be the main parachutes that get pulled out.
Screaming inside the capsule.
That is so messed
Gosh.
Up, bro. A dark void of death up there.
They got a former. I wonder if there's a lady, a Bowie. Is her last name Bowie? Alicia Bowie.
Yeah.
She's a former NASA rocket scientist and CEO of Stimboard.
Yeah. She
I wonder
is.
If she was screaming or was she looking at all them like,
she's
"What are you doing,
chumps?"
She's like, she gets off the capsule all pissed off. You know.
These idiots. She was the only one acting like she'd been there before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's prepped.
Yeah. That was funny stuff, man. Yeah. Glad for them. Hopefully some more video of their trip comes out.
Like on the way back.
Yeah, like last year when they gave, well, not last year, but the last time they went up with William Shatner and then they gave us all so much.
Yeah.
He took it away this time because they were scared.
Yeah, we're not going to record this, guys, just in case.
I wonder if that lady from NASA is just sitting there looking at these gals with her arms crossed.
What'd
like,
you expect?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Get it together.
Slapping them.
Hey, I got another strange or maybe over laugh for you fellas to judge.
Yes.
If you've ever heard a comedian Kev on stage, he was doing a podcast. They were talking about veneers.
Okay. Teeth.
Yes. And someone said that veneers look like you got a whole bunch of front teeth in your mouth. Good joke.
Sugar cubes.
Good joke. Yeah. It was a comedian named Kanisha Buss, and she busted.
Oh. Nobody was asking about veneers.
Yeah. And then they all be the same teeth. Like, how you got a mouth full of two front teeth? Why, why do you have 10 two front teeth? We have different teeth for different reasons.
Sound like that pug. You remember that pug that laughed? You know, there's a pug that went viral for laughing like that.
Sorry.
Yeah.
It 100% is eight of these on the top and the bottom.
Oh my God. Dude, that the hang time way, on that laugh is ridiculous.
That's got to be the one seed.
Yeah, move over Kelsey Bros. Move over X to the Z.
Like when everyone else is uncomfortable in the room now, it's like, yeah, it's, can you, what's going on here?
It sounded like she got tased a little bit.
Teeth. Like, how you got a mouthful of two front teeth? Why, why do you have 10 two front teeth?
Jeez.
What a mess.
Gosh.
What a mess. And before we get out of here...
Uh-oh. What we watched this weekend.
Yeah, I got some good stuff. I was French onion dipping it.
Mm.
But I was using carrots and celery.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's how you sleep at night.
It's actually pretty good.
In reality, you were pissed you didn't have any ruffles.
I was healthy.
I was too drunk to drive to the store.
Hey, where's the ruffles?
Yeah. Hey! This weekend, I sat down and watched the Netflix show Balloon Pop. It's trash. Don't watch it. Stick to the one on YouTube.
Yeah, is it the exact same people, same deal?
Or I don't know what's going on. They totally fumbled it.
Really?
Yeah, they totally fumbled it. Black Mirror season six, excuse me. Season
I heard that was really, really good.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's great. It's a winner. It's hits.
People on Twitter.
I said season three because it reminded me of season three because that was a really, really good one too. Mm. So Black Mirror, I'm telling you, putting a stamp on it is fire. I wanted to see Sinners, the movie Sinners.
Yeah.
This past weekend, I thought it was already at the theaters. It's
I did
not.
Too.
It's this week.
Oh, it's this wait, you got ball sack? Did you show up to the theater?
I didn't show up. I did look at the phone first. But then I felt like an idiot because, like, man, I said that on the mass communication.
Hey, nobody corrected.
500,000 watts of broadcast. And I'm like, oh, yeah, guess what? This weekend.
I got an exclusive.
I'm going to see Sinners.
Release date, April 18th, 2025.
Yeah, I messed that up, brother. But I did.
Releasing the movie Sinners during Holy Week. Is that how we're doing it?
What's supernatural horror. What they describe.
Supernatural horse.
Horror. Very horror.
But
horror.
I did watch a movie this week. I said, I'm leaving here with something. So I watched the movie. It's called Magazine Dreams.
Okay.
Magazine Dreams with Duncanville's very own Jonathan Majors.
Ah, Jonathan Majors.
Jonathan Majors.
Is this his first, like his first sort of comeback movie or whatever since he's been through?
So I think this was made before he got into the situation. Then they had to shelve it because of the situation. Man, if he would have never got into the situation, they'd be talking about Oscars.
Marvel's trying to get
him back. He was in his bag, bro.
He looks amazing.
Buddy can act.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, bodybuilder, huh?
Yeah, it's about a bodybuilder that's trying to make it to the top. You know, he's doing steroids, and he's losing his mind, basically. Body dysmorphia and everything. And he just, I'm talking about, he put his foot in that role so good. You say, man, is that really him, or is he just really acting? Because dude was really, really good.
Was that on Max?
No, I had to buy it on Amazon for $20.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, sounds like it was worth it.
It was worth it. And I don't know when it'll be streaming because of the drama and whatnot. But if it gets a good reaction like this, somebody's going to pick it up. He acted his ass off, man. What a talent, Mr. Majors.
Is this an original or is this is this based on a true story of some kind? Or
that's what I was trying to figure out.
Well, it's let's see. The film stars Jonathan Majors as Killian Maddox, an inspiring bodybuilder grappling with mental health issues and a deep-seated desire for recognition. That's all they say about it, right? They didn't say.
I want to know what his program was.
Didn't based on a true story.
He looks incredible.
I mean, he got jacked for Creed.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
So maybe that would have been probably good roles to do back to back.
I mean, 90% on Fandango, Lucius, 80% Rotten Tomatoes.
Good. I would not come on this airway and cap It would only be a mistake if I, you know, I'm telling you, bro, it was right. Fire, bro.
It was a claim by this, by the Sundance Festival folks. Oh, love this thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And before we get out of here, G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there this week, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P, L-U-C-I-O-U-S, on all the social medias. Our winner right here. I can't believe it happened.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Bobby responded to the Eric and Zach again with this one.
I want to dedicate this song to Sam Wolchuk.
Hey, Bobby, spit that rhyme I like.
That is why.
Turn it on, leave it on. The platform, radio, stream, YouTube, or the Twitch. Young Bobby hit the bleeds like a crash car.
Oh, no!
Check me in the beat, and I'll leave you with track mark.
Family
didn't have to be this way, but I'll go to round eight. Overdosing bars, I'm a single mom in South Lake. Kill it in the AM, yeah, you know we got a who's who. Okay. Rated so big, you would think they took a blue chew. That's a blue pill, but...
Okay, wait a minute. Yeah. That's your sister right there, bro?
Yeah. Can you believe that?
That's
I don't know if she knew what you know he was going to do with that.
Got coerced.
Bobby can trick you on things. You got to watch him.
But yeah, he reached out to my sister. I was hanging out with her on Friday, and she was like, "Oh, Bobby's got a surprise." And I was like, "Is this a good thing?" And she's like, "Yeah."
Wolchuk missed work on Friday. Road trip to Austin to spend time with his sister, trying to be a good brother.
I did help you, but I was trying to be a good brother. Yeah. And this is how she repays me.
Yeah, he helped me though. Yeah,
that was crazy.
That one hits a little too close to home.
Yeah, now it's a little bit different. All right, I'll be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. My name is Lucius Alexander. Oh my God, Sam, I holla.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Lucius.
Thank you, Bobby.
I'm going to go cry in the corner quietly, but we do have Around the Bases coming up. What we've learned about our Rangers, the latest on Evan Carter, and who's the worst organization in baseball. I hate you, Bobby! Next in the Fan.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.